All of the hostages, with the exception of the Secret Service agents, had been moved to the White House mess. The hostages were seated on the floor, bunched in a tight circle like corralled cattle. Anywhere from one to four terrorists were watching over them at a time, and they came and went with no apparent pattern, often stopping to kick and scream at the hostages. Anna Riley was relieved as she sat back down on the blue carpet of the White House mess. She had made it to the bathroom and back without being hit or kicked. The woman in front of her had been slapped for daring to look up at one of the terrorists. Riley had kept her eyes down with only one exception. One of the terrorists had followed her into the stall and, to her complete humiliation, had watched her go to the bathroom. Riley was frightened by the expression on his face. He had stared at her intently while she relieved herself, and when she stood to pull up her pants, he had let his eyes follow her every move. The thought caused Riley to clutch the neck of her blouse and shudder. What a first day on the job, she thought to herself. A guard turned in her direction and she quickly averted her eyes. Don't make eye contact, she told herself. Look submissive and try to blend in. Anna Riley was blessed with a healthy sense of street smarts. Having grown up in the heart of Chicago, she was exposed to the seedier side of life at an early age. Her mother, a social worker, and her father, a Chicago cop, made sure their five sons and only daughter understood that life was much different than what was shown on TV. Riley's new office partner, Stone Alexander, was sitting at her side. Not that he was protecting her. If anything, it was Riley who was protecting him. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw someone new enter the room, and she glanced up at the man, careful to keep her head down. Riley had not seen this one before. That was when it hit her. It was the same man that Russ Piper had introduced her to. A prince somebody or other.